joining us on the TroCare College Live Line, Sabres beat reporter Paul Hamilton. As the Sabres get ready, they're gearing up, they're doing everything in the offseason. July 1st passes, and, well, there's not too much to talk about, as kind of usually happens around here. Paul, it isn't to say the Sabres didn't do anything. They made some moves yesterday.
Yeah, they were able to get a goaltender to match with Lukanen, which means Devon Levi probably starts the year in Rochester. Alex Lyon, really probably the best goaltender they could get in the situation. Free agency really wasn't brimming with goaltenders to get. It's a guy that as soon as they, you know, I heard about it, it took me back to a couple of years ago where the Sabres missed out in the playoffs by a point to the Florida Panthers in a game in the second last week of the season in Sunrise, Florida, where the Sabres lost 2-1 and Alex Lyon made 39 saves on 40 shots. Levi was great in that game too. Had Buffalo won that game 2-1, instead of Florida winning that game 2-1, Buffalo would have been in the playoffs instead of Florida, and Florida wouldn't have started their 3 years of being in the Stanley Cup Finals that year. So I immediately thought of Alex Lyon then. He was really the reason Florida had that late season surge. So I think it's he's going to be a good pair for Lukanen, a guy you can insert into the lineup if Lukanen doesn't recapture what he was a couple of years ago. So I think that's pretty much the best they could do. The problem with free agency is this year it basically was over before it started. I mean, they're really – all the good guys that you might want to talk to as far as forwards go, or they were signed or traded, and it was all done before it even started. Really, there's only one left in Nikolai Ehlers from the Winnipeg Jets. We had heard that, you know, he was probably going to at least go till today. So if you're looking for a guy who can score goals and do it through free agency, he's basically the only one left. The rest of them all signed, re-signed with their teams, or never really became available. It was kind of a weird day of free agency that way.
Yeah, very much so. On that last player you just mentioned who's, you know, deciding right now, he's the one that doesn't want to be in the spotlight, right?
Yeah, he doesn't want to be in the spotlight. And, you know, again, it would be a tough sell to get him to the Buffalo Sabres. Chances are pretty good he's turned the Sabres down once before. He was a target for the Sabres last year with the Winnipeg Jets with a trade. And, you know, some are saying that one of the reasons that trade didn't go any further is Ehlers wasn't willing to sign a long-term deal with the Buffalo Sabres and come to Buffalo. So, you know, also I had read Dobson, who went to and signed with or was traded to Montreal, went to the Montreal Canadiens and signed a big contract. Again, you know, wasn't willing to, you know, sign a long-term deal with the Buffalo Sabres when it was talked about, you know, maybe bringing him in for J.J. Paterka. So, you know, that's what the Sabres have to deal with now when you're not in the playoffs the last 14 years.
Seems like the move everyone's waiting for, Paul, is to send Bo Byram out and get some sort of scoring forward in return. Everyone's focused on replacing J.J. Paterka in that sense. But when I look at the Sabres roster, you have guys, all right, Alex Tuch, Tage Thompson, Josh Norris, they're not going anywhere. You have guys like Greenway, Zucker, McLeod, Doan, Jack Quinn, all just signed this new Justin Danforth, not too familiar with him. The Sabres just made official that he got signed to a new contract. Tyson Kozak back on a new contract. I mean, pretty much everybody is like unmovable or they just re-signed him. I'm trying to see where people fit in. I mean, there's Beck Malenstein, Peyton Krebs. They were signed last year. Other than that, where are the spots on this roster where a new forward is going to go without some people being moved out?
Well, easily, because right now Quinn and Benson would be in your top six. Yeah, I can move either one of them out very easily. You know, just improve the top six. You can always find places for good hockey players, especially, you know, you don't know what a trade comes down to if you're trading Byram trading for, let's say, the St. Louis Blues, Kyrou. Unfortunately for the Buffalo Sabres, his no-trade clause kicked in yesterday. You know, if you could have done a deal the day before, he couldn't have turned it down Now he can. You know, if Bo Byram is a target of the St. Louis Blues, that would have been a good get for the Buffalo Sabres. But you probably would have had to give up more than Bo Byram to get Kyrou. And that might be, you know, in the form of whatever it might be. But, yeah, there's no – you make room for good hockey players. If you got to trade somebody and trade them off your roster, then you trade them off your roster. You don't forget, too, you have 23 players, so there's three guys that sit every game. So, you know, right now Danforth or, you know, Bob Bryson and, you know, those guys are guys that, you know, are extras. So, you know, they really don't have their extras yet. Danforth, you talked about him. He's just kind of a pain in the neck. He's a guy that skates very well, forechecks very well, drives the other team crazy on the forecheck. You know, but again, that's not what we're talking about here as far as a top six forward. This is a guy that's going to be fighting for ice time with Doan and Krebs and, you know, Malenstein and that group of players.
Well, after hearing all this, Paul, I mean, are the Sabres done? It doesn't sound like there's a whole lot more that can happen.
Well, they have to figure something out with Bo Byram, whether it's re-signing him for a year, re-signing him for 2 years, or convincing him that he wants to stay a Buffalo Sabre and signing him long term, or trading him. That has to be resolved one way or the other. And then, you know, don't forget too, they have the opportunity now, if they'd like, they can start negotiating with Alex Tuch and Michael Kesselring for new contracts that would start next year. And that's very important. If Alex Tuch doesn't re-sign and they lose Alex Tuch, this is all goes all the way back to square one again.
Yeah, Paul,
it'll be another 5 years.
On Tuch, like, when is the time when we should get nervous? So he can sign as of yesterday, but doesn't mean he has to. When would you be nervous if a deal hasn't been done by?
He might just want to play it out and see what the Sabres do this year. See, all right, what is the plan? Is the plan moving forward? Are we close to the playoffs if you're Alex Tuch? You know, is it something that I want to do? If he hasn't made up his mind yet, if he wants to re-sign long-term or not, he can just play out his contract this year and, you know, we revisit it next year. But the thing is, if you revisit it next year, once July 1st hits, he's gone. You know, he can go, move on to another team. So, you know, you would like to try to get that done if you could, as quickly as you possibly can. I don't know. I don't know when you would get nervous. I guess you would get nervous if he's not willing to commit to the Buffalo Sabres and has as much as he loves the Buffalo Sabres and growing up here. If he says, "Well, let's let it roll for a while," and he's not committed right now, then that's. If I were a fan, I'd be nervous that he's going to decide that he just wants to go to free agency.
All right, Paul. Hey, thanks for the update this morning. Always good to talk with you. Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter for WGR.